Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tranquility by Tuesday by Laura Vanderkam is a practical time management and lifestyle guide built around a simple premise. Calm is not a personality trait, it is a set of choices. Drawing on her research-driven approach and years of studying how people spend their time, Vanderkam proposes 9 focused rules designed to reduce daily friction and create space for what matters most. Rather than promising a perfect schedule or a rigid productivity system, the book emphasizes small, repeatable decisions that improve how a week feels. It speaks to professionals, parents, caregivers, and anyone juggling competing priorities who wants more control without becoming obsessive. The tone is encouraging and realistic, acknowledging that life is full of constraints, while arguing that many stressors are self-created through overcommitment, poor planning, and default habits. Organized around Tuesday as a symbolic checkpoint, the book offers strategies that can be tested immediately and refined over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treat Tuesday as a weekly reset for calm. A central idea in the book is that tranquility is built through a weekly rhythm rather than a one-time overhaul. Tuesday works as a reset point because it is far enough from the weekend to reflect reality, yet early enough to adjust before the week slips away. Vanderkam encourages readers to look at their calendar and task list with fresh eyes and make proactive decisions instead of reacting to whatever shouts the loudest. This means identifying the few outcomes that would make the week feel successful, then aligning time blocks to match those priorities. The approach also reframes planning as emotional management. When you know what is happening and when, you feel less scattered and less tempted to cram everything into every day. The weekly reset supports practical moves like choosing specific days for meetings, batching similar tasks, and protecting a small number of high-value work sessions. Over time, this rhythm reduces decision fatigue and helps people notice patterns that cause stress, such as overbooking evenings or leaving important work for the last minute. The result is a calmer default week that still has flexibility when surprises appear. Secondly, constrain work to protect life and energy. One of the book's most recognizable themes is setting boundaries so work expands less aggressively. Vanderkam argues that many people feel busy not because they lack time, but because they allow work to seep into every available margin. By giving work a clearer container, you create room for recovery, relationships, and personal projects, which ultimately supports better performance. This topic includes ideas like finishing work at a predictable time, using a shutdown routine, and planning tomorrow before ending today so the mind can release unfinished loops. The emphasis is not on doing less valuable work, but on doing work with more intention. When time is constrained, you are nudged toward higher leverage tasks, more focused work sessions, and fewer low-impact activities that masquerade as productivity. The book also recognizes that boundaries are negotiated, not declared. Readers are encouraged to communicate expectations, manage responsiveness, and design schedules that account for peak energy. By protecting evenings or setting meeting limits, people often discover that output does not drop, but stress does. The calm that follows makes it easier to sustain good habits for the long term. Thirdly, build a stronger calendar. Instead of a longer to-do list, Vanderkam pushes readers to rely less on sprawling to-do lists and more on calendar-based planning that reflects real constraints. A list can grow endlessly and create guilt, while a calendar forces trade-offs and reveals what you actually have time to do. In practice, this means scheduling important work, personal commitments, and even restorative activities, then using the remaining open space for smaller tasks. The book highlights how clarity reduces chaos. When priorities have a specific place, they are less likely to be displaced by urgent interruptions. This topic also includes the idea of protecting time for what matters by placing it first, rather than hoping it fits later. Readers learn to anticipate bottlenecks such as heavy meeting days, childcare handoffs, or travel, and then plan around them. Calendar planning is presented as adaptable, not rigid. Adjustments are expected, but the act of scheduling makes you the author of your week instead of a passenger. The approach supports calm decision-making because you can evaluate requests against reality rather than emotion. Over time, people develop a more accurate sense of capacity, which reduces overcommitment and helps them make promises they can keep. Fourthly, practice intentional leisure and invest in relationships. Tranquility is not only about efficiency, it is also about creating a life that feels rich. Vanderkam emphasizes that leisure and relationships improve when they are treated as important, not optional. This topic focuses on choosing higher quality downtime rather than defaulting to whatever is easiest in the moment. Instead of letting free minutes disappear into low satisfaction scrolling or fragmented entertainment, readers are encouraged to plan enjoyable activities, cultivate hobbies, and build simple rituals that make evenings and weekends feel restorative. Relationship investment is framed as a major source of calm because social support reduces stress and makes challenges more manageable. The book nudges readers to be deliberate about time with partners, friends, children, and community, including small, consistent touchpoints that keep connections strong even in busy seasons. By planning leisure, people often discover they have more time than they assumed, and they feel less deprived. This reduces the urge to overwork or overconsume distractions as compensation. The overall message is that calm comes from alignment. When your schedule reflects what you value, you experience less internal conflict and more satisfaction from the same finite hours. Lastly, adopt small rules that reduce daily friction. The book's 9 rules function as behavioral shortcuts that lower the number of choices you have to make under pressure. Vanderkam's approach favors specific commitments over vague intentions because clarity prevents negotiation with yourself in the moment. This topic covers the broader principle behind the rules: remove recurring sources of chaos by making decisions in advance and designing environments that support follow-through. Examples include creating routines around planning, handling email in a bounded way, and choosing default patterns for common problems like meals, workouts, or errands. The goal is not to become robotic, but to avoid reinventing the wheel every day. When friction drops, you free up attention for meaningful work and relationships. The rules also encourage honest reflection about trade-offs, including the recognition that saying yes to one thing is saying no to something else. By repeatedly practicing these small commitments, readers gain a sense of agency. They become less reactive, less overwhelmed by minor setbacks, and more confident in their ability to steer a week toward what matters. The cumulative effect is a calmer life built from practical decisions rather than idealized perfection. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel chronically rushed despite working hard, including professionals navigating heavy meeting cultures, parents managing complex family logistics, and anyone who suspects their weeks are being driven by default rather than design. It is especially useful for people who have tried broad productivity systems and found them too complicated or too fragile for real life. The benefit comes from its focus on weekly rhythms and concrete behavioral rules that reduce stress at the source, overcommitment, unclear priorities, and the habit of letting work sprawl. By shifting attention from squeezing more tasks into a day to shaping a week that feels manageable, readers can gain more consistent focus, better rest, and more satisfying personal time without waiting for life to get easier. Compared with similar time management books, it stands out for its calm, realistic tone and its emphasis on tranquility as a measurable outcome, not a vague aspiration. The rules are simple enough to test immediately, yet flexible enough to fit different seasons and responsibilities. For buyers, it offers a practical framework that can improve both productivity and quality of life, making it a strong value among modern scheduling and habit books. If you would like to support Laura Vanderkam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.